He's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that he witnessed retribution visited upon his enemies and the enemies of Klal Yisrael. There are few people in our history who were pursued and oppressed as much as David HaMelech was, and often when someone has such an experience, or a lifetime of such experiences, decades of those types of encounters, even if ultimately the difficulty subsides, there's still a lack of closure, because maybe theologically, emotionally, it clouds our ability to perceive the concept of schar va'onesh, the concepts of reward and punishment that we know to be true in this world that Hashem choreographs and orchestrates behind the scenes, but we don't see those consequences of evil. It makes it hard for us to appreciate it. And that can be exacerbated when we live in a society that does not always adhere to the same values of the Torah and can't even serve justice when it's entrusted to do so, lacking the principles that we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires for us to manifest in this world, which is exactly what we daven for constantly. It should bring new meaning. This parak of Tehillim should bring new meaning to what we say in Shemona Esrei, Hashiva Shofteinu Kavrishona. We want there to be a system of justice that is tangible and that is reality in our world and reflects the justice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intends for our world to enjoy. And David HaMelech decries the fact that that's not always so recognizable, and he rejoices when it is more self-evident. David HaMelech encourages us, despite the fact that it's not always easy to see. Chafetz Chaim, later in life, would comment that he saw things going awry, and it was only generations or decades later. Chafetz Chaim died in his 90s, which was a very, very old age at his time. And he would comment how he could look in retrospect and see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Schar V'Onesh was served. In our own times, just to put things in perspective, if you think about the amount of time that went by between the Gulf War in 1991 and Saddam Hussein's capture and execution about 12 years later, so much time went by, people had forgotten about Saddam Hussein. No one ever thought he'd ever be caught, let alone be humbled in the way that he was. Osama bin Laden, it was over 10 years, almost 10 years, from the time of the crash of the airplanes into the World Trade Center until he was assassinated. And you may forget about it. And you may think, oh, you know, the terrorists are on the run. They're on the lam, and they escape. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds the time and the right place for the onesh to be served. Let's continue with chapter 10, Perek Yud of Tehillim. Rabbi Pliskin, in his Sefer on Tehillim, points out that Pesuk Yud Zayin is a pasuk that is employed by the Ramban, Nachmanides, in the ethical will that he wrote, the letter that he wrote to his children after he had set out for Eretz Yisrael, back to his family in Spain, and he addresses the importance of kavana and tefillah, and tachin libam takshav aznecha, a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should direct our hearts, to give us that ability to focus on our davening. And it's important to be aware of the fact that kavana is not something which happens by accident or at the snap of one's fingers. You can't just show up to shul, open your siddur, and say, okay, I'm now going to have kavana. It requires effort and preparation. The Gemara tells us in Brachos that people, chasidim rishonim, the original righteous, pious people, would spend a very long time prior to the actual beginning of the Shemona Esrei, where they would sit and contemplate and focus and clear their minds of any distractions. And the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch that that's the way that a person should approach tefillah. They shouldn't run into davening. They shouldn't approach tefillah in a haphazard way. A person should make every effort possible to come early to tefillah, to say, if it's mincha, to say ashrei benachas, calmly and softly and with patience, and that helps focus a person on the proper thoughts in advance of their tefillah. But to rush into tefillah, as Rav Soloveitchik would often say, ein kedusha bli hachana. Sanctity and holiness can never be achieved in a vacuum without proper preparation. Very important pasuk to make note of in Dalet. Hashem behechel kodesho, Hashem b'shamayim kiso. Hashem may be up in the upper realms, in his holy place, in the heavens is where his throne is located, as it were. But nevertheless, ein av yechzu, his eyes can see, afapav yivchanu, his eyelids can discern bnei adam, human beings. And the message of David HaMelech to reinforce our amunah is that we have confidence and in our belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees all. In the Enlightenment, there were philosophers, and long before that, there were as far back as Greece, there were philosophers who believed in a form of deism, where they could not fathom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that an all-powerful, all-knowing God who created, who fashioned the universe and the world, cared about every little detail. But instead, as the Enlightenment term went, it was a clockmaker's universe, that Hashem set things in motion and just let it go, let the clock tick away on its own, unobserved, unsupervised. And that is entirely inconsistent with our belief. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very involved on a day-to-day basis and is aware of everything that takes place, so much so that the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, introducing the Aseres Me'tshuva, makes direct reference to this and quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lam Gimel, that on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bo Yolam Ovrim L'fanav K'nei Marum, all creatures of the world come before Hashem as a single flock of sheep. And the pasuk that's quoted to reinforce this is the same pasuk that is also found in our animamins. If you look in the end of Shacharis in any Siddur, you'll find the 13 tenets of our belief. Number 12 is the belief in Mashiach, probably the most familiar. Number 10 is animamin b'emuna shleima, I believe with complete faith. She abori yizbar shemo, yodea kol ma'ase bin adam b'chol machshavos sam. Hashem knows all actions of man and all of their thoughts. And that pasuk, that concept is supported with the pasuk, Hayotzer yachad libam hamevin al kol ma'aseim. He creates all of their hearts as one, and he discerns all of their actions. And that's the proof text, that Hashem has complete awareness of everything that goes on in this world, and that informs and galvanizes our actions throughout our lives. One more final chapter for tonight. Chapter 12.